A study published last week by UC San Francisco argues the San Joaquin Valley has some of the lowest ratios of behavioral health providers like psychiatrists and licensed clinical social workers in the state. The study also predicts that if nothing changes, California is on its way to a statewide behavioral health worker shortage. One of the author's recommendations, however, is a program that began 3 years ago in Northern California that just recently gained funding from Fresno County. FM89's Carrie Klein interviewed Dr. Sean Hersefort, a faculty member at UCSF Fresno and an associate director of the program called the Train New Trainers Primary Care Psychiatry Fellowship.
The idea is that there are not enough psychiatrists to go around, and there never will be. We are retiring off at a huge rate. We're some of the oldest doctors by cohort of any of the doctors, and we need to provide more mental health. We have an aging population. We have more complex needs. We have a lot of difficulties that we're not getting managed by mental health. Now, primary care ends up doing 80, maybe 90% of the prescribing, and the patients are already there. So what we really recognize that we need to do is we need to train these primary care doctors and create systems in which mental health needs of the average patient who don't have access otherwise can get care. And we train the providers essentially to give that care.
So the program is not specifically for training psychiatrists how to do their job, but training those in primary care fields to become more attuned to psychiatric issues.
Right. The idea is that if we don't have enough psychiatrists or psychologists or social workers or anyone working in the mental health field, what we need to do is supplement and train a new workforce based on the primary care setting and train those primary care doctors and nurse practitioners and physician's assistants, medical assistants, nurses, all those levels to manage the mild to moderate illness before it becomes so severe that it must be seen in a psychiatric setting.
So how exactly does it work?
So the program is in its third year. What we do is we have increasingly a number of fellows. We had 30, then 50, then about 70 this year. And the program is based on two conferences, January and August. And the program then starts there and develops into twice monthly interactive Zoom meetings where we do different subjects and we can ask questions and interrelate to each other there. Also a mentorship where you get one of the top docs from this field. Now in the country, we have faculty from all over the country who are available to you at least an hour a month, preferably more, to talk about cases, to do education, so you can get direct information in real time. There's also other associated material, book and interactive online material as well.
So psychiatry is already an area that providers can specialize in. You know, why is it important to provide this additional training for those who actually are in a primary care setting rather than in a psychiatrist's office?
So the reality is, and the way I think about psychiatry in the field of primary care psychiatry or integrated mental health, is that psychiatry isn't always its own animal. When you look at treating the kidney is part of a system, although it's a detailed part. The mind is part of every part. There's no patient that doesn't have emotions or hopes or dreams, doesn't have struggles, doesn't have relationships. So really psychiatry is, and mental health is part of all patient care. Now really the time for focusing on full patient care and whole patient care is now, partly because, again, of needs of population, of legislature, and changes in healthcare policy and delivery, but really because we're plagued by chronic illness, diabetes, heart disease, opiate addiction, misuse, and overdoses are plagues on our country. And really, if you try and treat someone for diabetes or heart disease who's tremendously depressed or anxious, even not sleeping or in pain, you'll fail. And you need to address the underlying mental health issues first before you can manage the medical. So I tell people that I treat diabetes by improving depression, anxiety.
I imagine there are a lot of people out there who may not even really it may not occur to them that they also are suffering from mental health conditions. And so having someone in the primary care setting to recognize that may actually help them get access that they would not otherwise have sought out.
Right. So there's an enormous number of patients that actually have no idea they're depressed or anxious or that they're struggling in some kind of way because they've lived in that state their whole life. Now, the nice thing about an integrated mental health system, so in addition to just having this training for the primaries and consulting psychiatrists involved, you also have a system of care involved, universal screening for depression, stepped screening for anxiety, substance abuse, insomnia, lots of other things. So we capture those people that don't even realize they're depressed by asking about their sleep and their interests and their appetite and their concentration. And we'll get them aware that there is something going on, and the also opens up the discussion for their primary care doctor, who they, you know, overall like and trust, rather than being referred off to another building, to another doctor, to a stigmatized field of psychiatry. When your primary care doctor says, you know, I know we're having trouble managing your weight and your diabetes. I'd like to talk to you a little more about how we might be able to do better. And I've got a care manager here who can help discuss that with you, who then can offer things like health coaching, also brief therapy, and can get a little more information that we'll then bring in our other health consultant that can help us with your potentially mental health difficulties.
And so what kind of people enroll in the program? What kinds of experiences and specialties are they bringing in?
Mm-hmm. So although the program has sort of a different flavor each year, the majority of our fellows are internal medicine or family medicine trained. We have some OB-GYN and some pediatrics. And in rare cases, some people involved in the mental health field. We have a very nice mixture of MDs, DOs, nurse practitioners, and PAs, as well as a spattering of other levels of training. So it's really nice that we're developing this workforce at multiple tiers all at once.
So they're generally actually already out there practicing rather than being residents and fellows currently in training in general for their field.
Right. So the original impetus for the program was to catch all these providers that have been in practice, were trying to do this work, but struggling without either the resources or the education. So that was the original idea. And I think the average time frame that most of our fellows have been out is somewhere around 10 years. So these are people that have been out there practicing. Now, in the last year, we actually brought in a lot more residents and new graduates. So we've sort of covered the low-hanging fruit of people that are out there and desperately wanting this knowledge, and now we're moving a little bit towards bringing in people that recognize that they don't have quite enough knowledge as they enter or just begin their practices in the workforce.
And so this program was started by faculty at UC Davis, also UC Irvine. It's taken on faculty in lots of places, including yourself. But how exactly did this end up in Fresno County with people actually enrolled in the program here in this area?
So, like you said, this really started in UC Davis with primarily all their faculty that, as faculty do, they circulate around to other institutions. So UCSF became involved, then UC Irvine became involved. My role became in Fresno here. I'm the Central California component of the program, and through my advocacy for the program, I had people increasingly interested. But through the UCSF Fresno Department of Psychiatry's relationship with the County of Fresno's Department of Behavioral Health, what we did is we interested the public health services in sponsoring some of these fellows, and they were incredibly generous in providing 15 scholarships for our Central California providers to get involved. So this year, 15 of the fellows at minimum are actually from Central California, and 13 are either directly training at or alumni from UCSF Fresno primary care or OB-GYN specialties.
And all of those 15 have gotten stipends from the county to enroll in this program.
Yeah, they've all given a full fellowship status, they've all been enrolled, and they've all begun at the conference in January in Las Vegas that we've already completed.
And so why is this program particularly important here in Fresno County? What's the need?
So the need is everywhere. We don't have enough mental health care anywhere except maybe in a few spots in the country, maybe San Francisco, Manhattan, Boston. But on average, in California, it's about 19 psychiatrists per 100,000. In somewhere like San Francisco Bay Area, you've got up to 32 per 100,000. Here in Fresno, we've got maybe 8. And so the need is even more grave. We have sicker patients, we have poorer patients, we have more needs, and we have catastrophically fewer providers available to do that need. So places like Oakland and Fresno and the Inland Empire all are in desperate need. Although, honestly, there's needs everywhere else too.
And we're in need for primary care providers in this area as well.
Exactly. And as again, you know, everything is true in California is twice as true in Central California, where the needs are greater and the providers are less there's less of us.
So this is so it's the first year that enrollees here are getting stipends from the county, but it's actually the third year that we have had trainees here in this area. What's been the effect so far? Is it too early to actually be able to kind of determine the impact or get feedback from people doing the program?
So we don't have enough people that have run through the program here in Central California to really demonstrate any, you know, obvious effects yet. But there's actually quite a bit of research being done through the program itself, demonstrating that the graduates of the program are tremendously more comfortable with their prescribing and their diagnostic skills, that we are about to publish some literature on also prescribing patterns lowering opiate use, and also improved comfort and job satisfaction, which is very important in a long phase of worsening physician burnout. So there is definitely some good early literature, but to see the effect on Fresno, we're going to have to wait till next year's data.
Got it. Well, very interesting. Dr. Sean Hertzevoort, thank you so much.
Thank you.